No. Well, it says, "Mani Sumchus." Nira the Rabbeinu Shmuel. The Rashbam and the Re. But local Amma Eloch, Hamani Sumchus. Mashmad Lohad Ben Madi Ukmo Bomedes Bag. Now let's just do a little brief introduction to Sumchus. Word of Beis Amid Beis. Where it says, "Fill Tame of Sumchus," the last four lines. Kiyama Sumchus, Hechadi, Kedor, the Mimon. Legit Mamun law. And what is Tosa's definition? Believe kind of same ish Sufik with this. What does that mean? It means an objective Sufik. The only time Sumchus said it. Now, Amani Sumchus, did he say in all cases or in certain cases? So what does Tosa say? Lo kama ela hamani sumchus ma'ashma de lo hada ba'im ma'adik mokim do'am ba'as ba'akim. No, I was sumchus ela b'sh'ein mokhuk lo'zeh. So what is Sumchus saying according to Tosa? It says, let's just put it very briefly. He doesn't care about Chaskos Marakana. And we're going to spend some time later on until to understand what Chaskos Marakana is. What he says is as follows. Wherever you have a drawer of the Mimona, that's Mavatel Chaskos Marakana. So, no such thing as Chaskos Marakana, according to the... What is the whole machlokes between Tosfos and between Sumchus and the Rabbanon? It's nothing to do with Mamon Mutav Safak Cholkim. They both agree Mamon Mutav. They both agree Hamon Mutav Chaver Al Raya. They both agree. So what's the machlokes? When you have this objective Safak, believe that I'm saying you're Safak Abesin, is that Mavatam Muchzokas? That's not Mavatam Muchzokas. Tosfos says, but that's when we come to Chaskos Marakama. However, when we come to Tfisa, he's holding on to it. It's not Mavatel. Then I say, Motz Mamon Chaver Al Raya. Now, we're going to have to understand what's the difference between this Chazok and that Chazok. Okay, he says. Now, Karshila read, Le'elan read the Zoma any Odea, Im Shu'ula, Im Schura, Zoma any Odea, Yachloku. Kinder Sumchis, Afarash has so Chamuchsuk, Bamosov. Okay. What is he saying? Taking away the two separate issues. How to establish Muchsakas, and once you have Muchsakas, what you do with it. What is Chazaka Kamash Tachzi Odom Harul Shalom? Tell me. That if I have something in my hand, I have this telephone in my hand, I'm a muchzuk on it. Why am I a muchzuk on it? Now here, be very, very careful. Is there a previous marakama, or there's not a previous marakama? If there's no previous marakama, it's mine. Someone comes off the street and says, it's his. In order even to get your foot in the door, he has to establish it once belonged to him. Then there's a question, okay, he's the Marakam and I'm the Tofes. How do we straighten it out? But if he says, it belongs to me, why? Because it belongs to me. Well, what, do you have a proof that it ever belonged to you? No. So as Ben said, go home. Because the person who's holding on to it's his. Doesn't have to have a raya. It's even in Godros, even Dramasrim Lashlas. What is it? If you take a look what we saw in the Rambam of Godros, what is it? Against the Marakama. So how did he become a Marakama? The last known owner who held on to it in an unchallenged way. Otherwise, you never get started. If gold goes, is never even a Morgana. So how do you get started? No. There is a well-established owner that he was holding on to it. He's a Tofus. Now, someone wants to take it away from him. So he wants to say he was a Muchzik. Now I want to become a Muchzik. So I have Tfisa. Okay, I have to have a time after this. Okay. Previous Tosa said what? That came the Ikad Dror the Mona, V'yesov Gildov V'lo Tanasem V'tom Bari. Okay, I'm Hubishusa, I'm Lahotzim Yada. What did he say? You have an objective Suffolk. The moment you have an objective suffix, so the suffix is not born because of my taina. It is because it's an objective suffix. I'm holding on to it. My taina is buried, so that makes me a muhsik. Holding on to something. And with an objective suffix makes me a muhsik. He doesn't even mention that it is in somcha. He seems to say that the Yaakov. Here, what does he say? Says something else that comes along. What is the machlokas between sumchas and the chachamim? Machlokas between sumchas and chachamim is where you have this drawer of the mamona. So here he said, you have drawer mamona, I become a mochsik by holding on to it with a tainus bari, and that's enough. Now he says, but what about a marakama? The Gemara says that the objective suffix cancels out marakama. Now, along comes the Rabbanan and say, no, it doesn't. So what is the Machlokas? The Chacham has not to do with Cholkim. They all agree. If there's no Machlokas around Bechlal, certainly Cholkim. But where there is Machlokas, Mosem Chavir al-Varaya. Now, when is there Machlokas, when there's not Machlokas, that is the machlokas between sumchas and chachamim. That chachamim say marakama, whatever, and rabbanan say, and sumchas says no. The objective suffix cancels out the marakama. We're beginning from scratch. The only time you have machlokas is when a tainus bari with a tefisa. Now tainus bari with a tefisa works even against. What did the Gemara say here? It works even against the Marakama. That is number one. And here he says, Motzim Omechavar Olvaraya. I come to collect money from you. So you're Muchzuk on your money. Nothing to do with Chazok Matach Zoram Shalom. Chazok Matach Zoram Shalom has to do when we're arguing about a Marakama and I have a Tfisa against the Marakama. That's not the situation here. Situation here is a very simple situation. I say there was damage. So, give me 1,000 shekel. 1,000 shekel belongs to me. So, you have to, no one doubts that 1,000 shekel belongs to me. It's not against any other marakama. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, wait a second. You want me to pay for damages? Mosim or chaver ol v'raya. Nothing to do gedogres, nothing with a tiny. But Tosa says, but Shamuchsuk Nami to in Shemo in Chaskotsumoeles. Oh, who came to the Medes Vagam? Can't look my field, Bari Bari. What does he say? He says as follows. The only time I'm a Muchsuk, you say, a quarter. So comes along Sumchuk and say, two things cancel out. One thing cancels out Muchzok is Dror Demona cancels out Morakama. Tfisa, I'm a Muchzok. Whether it's Chazal Kamashna or low, or simply in the case of I owe you money. But that's only if I have a Tainus Bari. Only if I have a tainus bari. I say, it belongs to me. Go prove it doesn't belong to me. You say, I owe you 1,000 shekel, give me the thousand. Here, this 1,000 shekel belongs to me. this 1,000 shekel belongs to me? I would say no. Go prove it. Not because Chazok, you agree this 1,000 shekels are my. But you say you want to take it away from me. Why do you want to take it away from me? Because I owe you for damages. Something inside, that's nothing to do with Chazok, Mashtar. Taking it away from me because I owe you for damages. I say, no, I don't owe you. You have no right to take this away from me. So I'm a Muchzak on 1,000 shekel. Take a look in Tosin Baba Basra. Give me more Baba Basra. Tosin Baba Basra says like this. Rav Basra says like as follows. You begin with a bunch of cases. First case, you have a ship. It's tied up in a dock, so it's not in anyone's rishus. And this Zalma Shalavosa and Zalma Shalavosa. I say, it belonged to my father. The other guy says, it belonged to his father. Okay. Bezin standing there. Aloch is called the Alam Gwar. Bezin says, fight it out. You know, no one's a muchzak on it. It's standing in an anonymous place. And the Gemara says, Ikal make them all the mils. Why? Bezin's not going to paskin anything because they'll say, go bring a raya. As long as its potential rayas are available, so Bezin says, we're not getting involved. You go bring a raya. Gemara says, and that's why the Gemara says that what's the difference between Machu Par Bachamor and Yachloku? Zoma Yachloku. So Gemara says no. Because why? Because the Dwarah the Mamona. Says Tosis, Ain't Lachich Mikam, Lachasumchas. He believes. He says, you don't pass like that. Okay. Berakai Shoel. He has all of his own. We don't pass like some. Okay. Now, this is what Tosis. If you take a look in the Rambam, what is it? The Gross says, Rambam Holy. Rambam Mufarish to Hadabe. Or it changed his mind. Let's take a look in the Rambam Perichof Hilchos Bechira. Let's see. As follows. And we've shown him bring it two separate. It says as follows. Hamach for Bachamor. And he says, Ze'emo eni odeya, v'ze'emo eni odeya, v'eino b'shusecha, me'en yachlokum. It's in a simta, it's in a agam. And both of Sofik it's Yachlok. That's Rabbanim. So therefore, what does Simcha say? Rabbanim says, why? Because it's a drawer de Mamona. So according to the Rambam, I go with the drawer de Mamona. I go with the Marakama. That's the Gemara's Kasha. According to the Rambam. No. The Gemara says, Rabbanim, what Tosa says, Simcha says, Rambam says, the Rabbanan that, according to the Rambam, the way the Rambam learned the Sugya, Dror the Mora is Mavatal, according to the Rabbanan Morakama. Now, so where is the Machlokas between Sumchus and the Chacham? Where one is a Mochsuk? Where is it? the eye, does that mean someone doesn't believe in Mosav? No, someone of course believes in Mosav. How do I know? Because he only says it in the case of Dror de Mamona. Lo Dror de Mamona, he said Mosav b'chaber al v'raya. So apparently, he believes in Mosav. So what do you have to say in the Rambam? Wait a second. The Rambam believes that according to the Rabbanon, Dror de Mamona cancels out more a comma. What about Tfisa? So according to the Rambam, the whole machlokas between Sumchas and the Rabbanon is not about whether or not Dror de Mamona cancels out more a comma. Everyone says that. Everyone says that. So what's the machlokas? Cancels out tfis. In which case? Ze omeini yodea, ze omeini yodea. But let's read the Rambam. And then we'll go back and forth the Rambam and Tosis until we sharpen the differences and we understand a little better. Hamach lepora b'chamor. The yolda. Zomer shall amochrat the yold, Zomer shall kach the yold. Lo amoch, Omer hamoch, any yold day, ala lokech, mohobi rayo. Avi shapor omedes ba'agam, ma'ashif omedes v'sim tarein, bechez hamocher, yove lokech rayo. Why? He says, lo hevi rayo, Yishav ha-moch v'kin chifetz, ala v'lad ha-para, avlad ha-shiv chenini, okay. So, mach bar v'chom, v'imach bar, zeh oma ad shalom ha-charati yod, oma shalom ha-charati yod. Avil oma ha-mocher, eni yodeya, ala lukeach, lo avirayo. So, what is he saying? He's saying a very strange thing. If lukeach tainas bori, he has to bring a raya for his bari. If, now, he says, if it's an Rishus Mocher, no question. It's an Rishus Mocher, and so he's both a Marakama and a Tufus. Both a Marakama and the Tufus, he gets to keep it until Lokech and prove something. And that's even if the Mocha says, I don't know. What does that mean? That he's a Marakama or Tofus, even any Odeya, Dror de Mamona doesn't cancel it out. But what about if it's an Av al pi shapor omedes ba'agam? What if it's an Agam? So, he says, okay, if he's Tainus Bori, Mocha Tainus Bori, he gets to keep it. So there are two potential chazokas that you have. What is the potential chazoka you have? Marakama and Tofus. If he's a Marakama and Tofus, he can Tainus Shema. And this is within the Rabbanan, because he doesn't pass from Sumchas. Marakama and Tufels, what's the halacha? Yutaina, he gets to keep it. What happens, it's an Agam, it's only a Marakama, and he's tining Shema. Yes. Av Mishapor Omedes Ba'agam. In which case, if the mocher tain is bari, what happens? It's in agam and the mocher tain is shema and the lokeach tain is shema. Then it's yachlok. What happens if it's in the reshus of the? It's in a the lokeach tainas bori, and it's an agam. Does he say? Let's take a look what Shulchan Aruch says. Quotes the Rambam. What?
Can you get that from
Halfa Yud? Why? Why? Because all he said was that Fila Hamokhar,
and you did.
What?
Over there he said Fila Hamokhar, and you did.
What?
It doesn't talk about it.
No, let's just see what these people have to say. Machapar b'chamor. He says, Hamor chom mishiyol dekok. Okay. Right, I think they're not partial, which is more. Elom as im lo heavy raya, shava moch, quotes the Rama. Ze ome any odea, ze ome any odea. When my lokeach muhsuk, he adds the machaber, quoting the Rambam, if lokeach is muhsuk, ala moch, elo heavy raya. He says, what does he say? If lokeach is muhsuk, and even with a tiny shema, whoever it is, it stays where it is. The only time we say yachloku is a number of things together. It's an agam, eini yodea, and drora de mamona. Then the chachamim say yachloku. But if one of them is a mochsuk, mochaber lavaraya, comes along somches, and we'll have to understand somches says no. You agree that drar de mamona is mavato marakama. I say it's mavato tfisato. It's mavato tfisato. So all they're doing really is nothing to do with Yachloku. They are basically the arguing whether and what Chazokas Dror Demona is Mavato, what Chazokas Dror Demona is not Mavato. According to Tosis, what is the Machlokas? Dror Demona is Mavato, Murakama. What about if Tfisa with a Bari, it's not Mavato. Okay, now. Now, let us, there is a very classic, famous continue in Tosis. I'm just outlining the issues in Tosis before we get into a deeper havana of it. There's a very classic issue in Achronim. It was raised very specifically, it's famously as the Kuntros HaSvekas. Kuntros HaSvekas is the Tosis brother. He says, when we say Murakama, is that the same Chazoka Meikara? The way I've been presented. Or, it's like, or has it been a Cheskas Mom and nothing to do with Chazoka? And when we're going to try and understand what's Mavata, what, how it all works, this is going to come to play. But let's continue a little bit in Tosis now. I'm just outlining all the issues in Tosis. And we'll get into a deep havana. Mimtoma, my koma hamani sumchasi. Look, my filu barabana. Vahocha less on the mebel bosamara kama. Yika chazok achar is connected. The ukum vechetskas muuberes. Vahashtihi the yolda. Wait a second. You had this animal was pregnant. So you have a chazaka meikara. What's a chazaka meikara? She's pregnant. So she can't pregnant today, she'll be pregnant tomorrow. And she continues to be pregnant until we know it gave birth. So you push the pregnancy all the way as far as you can. Now, give me a Gemara again. Is Gemara again? Where's the Gemara again here? Yeah. An interesting sugya in Gittin da Beis Amid Beis, who talks about chazokas. He talks about a woman who's in Nido. It says, Tomar, Roel Kol Sho'o. A woman sees Dam and stops. The fact that she's seeing Dam today doesn't mean she'll see Dam tomorrow. So it says, no, that doesn't apply it, because the nature of it is you see for X amount of time, and then you stop seeing. Well, the same thing is about pregnant. No woman is pregnant for 100 years. No animal is pregnant for 100 years. It's a matzav that exists for a while. You know it's going to end, and you don't know when it's going to end. So Tosis here is now taking a step, Eino Chanami. We know it's going to end, but the Chazok and Meikorah says, we extend it until we know we can't extend it anymore. Even though it's not a regular. The Gemara talks about Chazok and Meikorah. The Kohen goes, see, he sees a neg on the house. He sees a neg on the house. So he says, okay, assume it'll stay there. What's Chazok and Meikorah? This morning I was going to put on my tefillin. Wait 1 second. I have to open up the tefillin and check. Maybe something happened to it. Why didn't I open up my tefillin this morning and check that maybe something happened to it? Chazok and Meikorah. The last time I checked my tefillin, they were kosher. So I assume they continue to be kosher until I know they're not kosher. Coming home tonight, my house. Wait a second. I got to check my mezuzahs. Why do I have to check my mezuzahs? Who says they're kosher? You know why they're kosher? Because the last time I checked my mezuzahs, they were kosher. I don't have to check my mezuzahs every time I walk into the house. That's Chazok and Meikorah. You know, some people OCD. I mean, that means psychologically they don't have a chazaka meikara. They're always checking. Maybe something went wrong. But the halacha is no. There's a chazaka meikara. That what is used to be continues to be until I know it changed. And Tosis is saying, even in the case of what? Even in the case of something that I know is going to change. We see that. Gemara goes, Ish Yocho Bailam Medina Sayyam. A woman whose husband goes to Medina Sayyam. And she's Mazana. Bez doesn't know. Maybe he's alive, maybe he's dead. No one lives for 1,000,000 years. But we assume he's alive as long as it is, until we know that he stopped being alive. Even though we know built into human beings that they don't live forever. We have to see where it's stuck. And that's not the same as Tosus da Beis and Beis and Gittin. Okay, but here, Zecheskes Muberis means we know the pregnancy is going to terminate, but we push it as far as we can push. That's a Chazok and Meikar. Okay, he says. Now, what's he saying? He says, there's a Cheskes Morakama, which says the Vlad belongs to the Mocher. The Cheskes Muberes says it belongs to Lokeach. He says the Cheskes Muberes is not enough to take it away from the Marikana, even in the case of Dror de Malona. Let's just define exactly the issues. Now, he says, and what happens? Im hoye im cheskes mamon, cheskes muberes, sumchus modam otzim chavar olam raya. What happens if the animal is not nenagam? The animal is bishus lokeach. So then the cheskes muberes combines with the cheskes, with the tefisa, against the morakam. So what is Tosfos saying? It's one chazorka, two chazorka, it's a different chazorka. And it's like now we have a whole question to understand the Tosfos. Why, which chazorka beats what chazorka and how they work? How does he know that? Okay. This is the outline of Tosfos. Now, and I gave you the outline of the Rambam. You take a look in the Gra in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Chof Gimel when he explains what is going on. He says like this. Because of Amagim Mishnah and Sifkatan Zion, Chesover HaRambam, the Mashikotzim, the Gemara, Hamane Sumchusi, goes back, and it's not only Yaakov, Afilu B'Muchsa, that according to Sumchus, it's even a case of Muchsa. What's the advantage? All the Kashas Tosfos has, he doesn't have. Now, where are they both coming from? Let us take a look at Tosfos Tzarei Zayin Amud Beis. Tosfos has a bunch of problems. Now, he comes up with a conclusion that according to Sumchus, in case of Dror de Malona, shneihem muchzakim bo. So what does he say? This is a Marakama. What is Tosfos telling us? Putting all the two Tosfos. There is a Marakama. And the Marakama says it belongs to the Mocha. A Dror de Malona cancels that out. And therefore what happens? Shneihem muchzakim bo. What now happens if it's in the reshus of one of them? There's a tfisa. That's without a tfisa. So therefore, shneim muhzakim bo, and it's a drawer de mamona, and there is no tfisa, according to Tosfos. What happens? Yechlok. But, that's all. Comes to Chacham and said, no. Tosfos says, Shnei Muchzakim Bo. Yet Sumcha says that. But according to the Rabbana, what's the situation? No. You go with the Marakama. Okay. Now, the Rambam says what? The Rambam says that according to the Rabbana, what's the Halacha? If it's in an agam, and it's a drawer of the mamona, Rabbana and some disagree. Shnei mochzakim bo yachol. But if one of them is a mochzak, that's the machlokes between Sumchus and Machachamim. According to Sumchus, Shnei Dvar Demamoni cancels out Tfisa. And according to Rabbana, it doesn't cancel out Tfisa. But if it's in the Rishus Lokeach, that, according to the Rabbanan, what happens? It's Tofus. Rishus Mocher, it's Tofus. This is the general broad outline of everything we're dealing with. Now, here we have to go into a deeper understanding how chazakas work and how they don't work, in order to put all of the Tosafot in together. I just wanted to give a very broad outline of what the issues were and how it works.